morning. Another good-looking start to the day across interior New York and New England with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures cooled off into the 30s in most places, and that's how we're starting the day today. But with that sun getting higher in the sky already, we're starting to rebound back into the 40s, and that rebound will be fast through the 40s and 50s on our way up toward the 60-degree mark once again today. A disturbance in the Ohio Valley and out in the Great Lakes will slow down as it approaches over the next 24 hours. The result will be some clouds increasing during the afternoon hours today, but any precipitation will hold off until after dark. In fact, precipitation may even wait until after midnight tonight in the form of a few scattered rain showers as temperatures drop back into the mid-40s. This will set us up for a mostly cloudy but mainly dry day on Thursday. We do run the risk of showers from time to time. It'll be breezy and remain mild with highs in the lower 60s. This system will finally draw closer on Thursday night with a steadier rain likely. Lows will stay in the 50s. And with the disturbance right overhead on Friday, that's when we'll see the best chance of showers, otherwise cloudy skies, but mild with highs in the mid-60s. On the back side of the storm, it looks like we'll still have to contend with a few showers Saturday, especially in the morning, then partly sunny skies, staying in the mid-60s for highs. And Sunday looks fantastic with sunshine, giving way to some clouds and highs in the upper 60s. That cloud cover on Sunday afternoon is in advance of the next disturbance, which will approach on Monday, with just a risk of a shower and highs around 60 before we slide back into the 50s for the mid part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing storm will move east of the Mississippi by tonight as low pressure advances into the Great Lakes. This will drive a cold front eastward from the Midwest to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and across the Gulf Coast. The threat of severe weather, especially from damaging winds, is expected to shift out of the lower Mississippi Valley and move across the Gulf Coast states going through this evening. Tomorrow, interior sections of the southeast and portions of the mid-Atlantic may even have some localized concerns for severe weather, too. Heavy rain is expected across many of these areas, and especially areas of the central and southern Appalachians and the mid-Atlantic states on Thursday. Meanwhile, above normal temperatures will continue over the desert southwest and Great Basin as a strong ridge of high pressure continues to dominate the weather through the middle of the week. Temperatures will be as much as 10 to 20 degrees above normal, and that will allow some of the deserts of the southwest to again exceed 100 degrees. By tomorrow, some of this warm air will begin to shift to the east and advance out onto the high plains in response to a storm approaching the west coast. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 25 degrees with a northeast wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 3 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 31, 73% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.19 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 14 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, chance of showers in the mid-50s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs near 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 51, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.69 inches for the month, which is 26 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 10.34 inches for the year, which is 61 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 88, set in 1888, and the record low, 27, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:54 p.m., 14 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs ranging from 55 to 60. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with just the risk of a shower by late afternoon today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and breezy with a chance of showers later today and highs in the mid 50s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with just the risk of a shower by late today and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today and highs near 60. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, a few scattered showers, lower 60s, a good chance of rain on Thursday night. More clouds and showers likely on Friday in the mid-60s. A leftover shower Saturday morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, lower to mid-60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Monday, a shower possible near 60, and mostly sunny in the upper 50s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.